Welcome back here. Hour number two of X's and Bros officially underway here on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan and Ryan Elke in our Motor City studio. I'm Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Text the show by texting the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Or give us a dial on the Auto Valley guest line if you want to hop into the conversation at 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527, on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Find our podcast or anything you missed on demand at MichiganSportsNetwork.com or on SoundCloud, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, Google Play. Gentlemen, boy, hour one flew right by, and let me tell you, I am very excited about having coffee this morning. When I had to go to the store yesterday to get some because I didn't have any yesterday. Oh, it was a rough morning. I realized how dependent I am on the coffee beans. So I'm good for business in that regard. But let me tell you, I'm not overpaying for coffee. People be like, you know, there's like coffee snobs, you know, because it's pump spice season, as I think Dan referred to it, pump spice, which I've since picked up and used pretty regularly now at this point.
I think that was that me or Ryan. I don't know. Well, I'll take the credit. Sure.
Was it Ryan?
I don't remember. I do remember it happening.
For what?
For pumpkin spice, an abbreviation?
Oh, I think that might have been me when we were talking about the banana bread.
That was Dan.
How was that banana bread your wife made, by the way?
It's pretty good. We just finished it off.
Really? Is it pretty moist?
That's my wife you're talking about.
The banana bread. The banana bread. What's the matter with you? I knew it. I knew somebody when I said the word moist. Everybody always thinks. People are like, that's such a weird word. It's like,
there's no great context to use it in.
Yeah. Was it moist? Was the banana bread moist?
It was delicious.
Yeah. Because, you know, banana bread's like, you know, fluffy and you touch it and you kind of get that weird, like, sticky feeling on your finger. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is really.
Yeah. And you use the word moist and you wonder why I get upset.
Your wife makes a nice banana bread. Maybe one day I'll get to hang out and have some. But until then, I just have to look at pictures of it on the internet. I didn't realize how uncomfortable that was going to be. I want to know is
maybe
this,
maybe don't say when you touch it, it's sticky. I mean, that's just weird.
Does it? Does
and then
banana
I have
bread,
to look at it on the internet if I does, want some.
I mean, you two got to get your heads out of the gutters here. I'm trying to be an adult and ask you about your wife's deliciousness.
Yeah, I'd appreciate if you got your head and hands out of something else.
Unbelievable.
The banana bread was delicious, pump spice, and chocolate chip. It was great.
That's good to hear. I am not a coffee snob. I think that Speedway has the best coffee in the country.
Yeah, I always feel weird. Like, I used to like stop at 7-Eleven to get coffee all the time because it's on my way to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when I get to the studio and everybody else is drinking Starbucks, I'm like, am I... like
no if you're just getting
missing out or what
if you're just getting coffee yeah Speedway 7-Eleven just fine. If you're going for a little extra, you know, like the lattes or something, yeah, then go to those other coffee shops. But
do you think it's a status thing when you walk in with your 7-Eleven and everybody else has your Starbucks? Do you kind of look at them like they're
a little uppity
but you're a grinder, you know what I'm saying? Like you know You're in the 7-Eleven.
Are you coming in with the styrofoam cup or are you coming in with the 125-ounce big gulp of coffee?
I hope not. That's a lot. You might want to take it down a notch. But if you walk in, like if you walk in with a 7-Eleven or a Speedway, you know, styrofoam cup, you know, people know that you didn't just roll through some drive-thru. Like you were in the parking lot of that spot at 5:30 in the morning. So who want what? You know, it's like, I think it's more of a status symbol for you to walk in with that gas station coffee and let them be like, hey, this guy, he's not playing around. He gets his coffee from a gas station. Like, that's dangerous.
Drinks that diesel.
He's got hair on his chest.
Yeah, he's a real man. Oh, boy. We got a lot going on in the sports world. We're going to try to get you all caught up. We have Kyle Barlow coming up this hour. We'll talk to John Wagner in hour number three, plus a goodbye from Doc Emrick that was put out yesterday that was absolutely phenomenal. We have the World Series game number one tonight, a doubleheader in Monday Night Football last night. All kinds of greatness coming up throughout the show this morning. But first, let's get you caught up with all the happenings across the world of sports. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, gentlemen, I got to take the pulse of the room on this one. Charles Barkley, Steph Curry are replacing Tiger Woods and Tom Brady for the latest charity golf match, The Match. Phil Mickelson will take part in the promotion one more time. Charles Barkley going to partner with Mickelson. Steph Curry is going to partner up with Peyton Manning? Who's the pro in this?
What?
Yeah,
oh,
Charles
Steph
Barkley.
Maybe?
Charles Barkley partners with Mickelson against Steph and Peyton.
Are they saying that Steph Curry is as good as Phil Mickelson now?
I think they're saying that
I think they need to make Phil Mickelson shoot right-handed.
Well, in an alternate format, they have to assume that they're not going to use any of Charles' shots. Like, Charles is going to have Phil hitting out of, like, shrubs.
What if it's every other shot?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's fine.
Yeah. Curry's a pretty good player. This is called the Capital One, The Match, Champions for Change. The format will be modified. Alternate shot will begin 3 p.m. Eastern the day after Thanksgiving. The event will be televised on Turner Sports and TNT.
Do you think Charles Barkley just tries to find the best golfer alive named Charles Barkley to sub in for him?
You know, I saw a video of his swing recently, and it's not terrible. Like, he's getting the hang of it as far as getting that hitch out of there. But if you were going to instruct with Charles, why wouldn't you just stand there with the ball? You know, he's getting lined up and literally just walk the club back and then walk it back through and just have him make that motion continuously of just doing a full swing over and over and over again.
The hitch is in, though. Matt Wolf made it cool. Charles has got a good swing now.
There's nothing good and nothing cool about that hitch. That's like watching Philip Rivers throw a football. Doc Emrick retired yesterday as hockey's the voice of the National Hockey League. And we'll play a little tribute that was released yesterday for him. Penn State running back Journey Brown could miss the season with a medical condition. It's a medical condition that was discovered during the offseason. The team confirmed yesterday. Brown started 10 games for the Nittany Lions last season, rushed for a team high 890 yards and 12 scores on 129 carries. He ranked third in the conference in rushing touchdowns, fifth overall in rushing yards. Nebraska's quarterback Adrian Martinez is going to start the opener against Ohio State. I wish him well. I think that the Big Ten purposely said that, hey, with all your guys' chatter out there in the cornfield, here's how we're going to celebrate Nebraska in the Big Ten. You're going to get Ohio State at the shoe in week number one. Like, good luck. Good luck. And that should shut everything down. Michigan State linebackers Luke Fulton and Charles Willekes are currently suspended after being charged with assault from early last month. It seems to be that there was some alcohol involved in those. Dallas Cowboys' Ezekiel Elliott takes the blame for the blowout loss to the Arizona Cardinals. How about the Cardinals yesterday? Big Cardinals fan over here. Love to see the Cowboys get smoked on national television. Really makes my heart happy. Who would you rather be right now, Dallas or Detroit?
Dallas, think about them. Because they're in a worse division.
I mean, that's good rationale. That's good rationale. Because when I say that, I'm thinking, okay, you've already paid Amari Cooper, you've already paid Lawrence, you've already paid Zeke, and now you got to pay Dak. If you want to pay Dak, if you're going to pay Dak after his ankle just blew off. So what, like, you got a lot of money coming out, production's down, offensive line is a mess right now, which was the strong suit of that team. That's why they have been as good as they have been. Their offensive line has been stacked with, you know, perennial Pro Bowlers, and they're starting to feel it a little bit. Speaking of running backs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire yesterday. How good was he? Kyler Murray's run of success at Dallas's AT&T Stadium continued, by the way, as the Cardinals roll. I believe Murray is now 7-0 all-time throughout high school, college, and now the NFL after the 38-10 win over the Cowboys. I think it'd be more impressive if we just kept the NFL stats, but he's played there a lot, and he likes that place. Back over to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He rushed for 161 yards against the Buffalo Bills. I like the fact that Kansas City went to the ground a lot in this football game. I know that some people are, you know, they want to see, you know, Patrick Mahomes imitate Matthew Stafford and throw sidearm slingers so we can all go, oh, look at Patrick Mahomes. Nobody else can do this in the league. And it's like Matthew Stafford's been doing this for 10 years. But Patrick, very efficient, 21-26. I call him Patrick because we're on a first-name basis. 225 yards, two touchdowns, high rating of 128.4. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he was the story. 26 carries for him, 161 yards on the ground. He was fantastic. Kansas City got it done with the run game. And Josh Allen said, hey, shoulders the blame for the Bills' loss, saying the team can't afford to have me play poorly. He wasn't great, but that's an acceptable loss, losing to the defending Super Bowl champions. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. The World Series starts tonight. We'll get into that next year on the Michigan Sports Network.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Halloween at Meijer means ghoulishly good savings for you. This week, buy five and save $5 instantly when you mix or match Halloween favorites like Hershey's snack-sized bagged candy, just $2.79 each. 24 packs of Pepsi and Coca-Cola, just $6.99 each, plus deposit where applicable. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit Meijer.com to get started. Find spooky savings and more when you buy five and save five at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more.
This month, True Fuel Premixed Oil is just $5.99. Perfect Stop Dot 4 Brake Fluid for just $3.49. And if it's time for new shocks and struts, then it's time for Monroe. Shop online at MyAutoValueStore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code FALL15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Okay, Dan, what do you got here for us?
Oh, I like this. This is J Dilla.
I like this a lot.
Dilla's Donuts.
I like a. I found this collection of music. I forget what it's called. It's like a new age jazz, and it's like an hour long playlist on YouTube. Music like this, and I was like, oh, this is a gold mine right here. This is every car ride I have for the next 5 months. Perfect. Anthony, Big Dan nailed it. I'm talking about the schedules, NCAA basketball games, one game after the next. The NCAA basketball has apparently 350 Division I teams. It's actually like 362. I hope the NCAA season comes up with a solid COVID plan, or this could go sideways real quick. That's from Stephen Warren. Yeah, no, we don't have a plan. I'm going to ask Kyle Barlow all these questions coming up in just a few moments from now, about 15 minutes from right now, about what is being communicated to teams and how they're going to handle this, because it's already hit a couple teams on the football side. It's already hit Toledo men's basketball. Their head coach, Todd Kowalczyk, he's tested positive for COVID-19. Jason Candle, football coach, he tested positive over the summer. So you have, and it's, you know, nothing to do with the what's going on in the team facility. You know, it's who are you coming in contact with, you know, on the outside. That's what it is. I mean, your kids, your wife, your family, you know, extended family, so on and so forth. So it's a there's a lot, man. There's a lot here to this that we don't know how we're going to handle it yet. That one, and it's not going to get any easier. And then I think that college basketball should be afraid, because the schedules are already changing. Like, we already have adjustments. As I was just texted this morning when talking about it, I got a text that said, hey, we got a couple of dates that have been changed based on our rough draft of the schedule that was sent to you. And it was like, oh, good, this is already happening. Like, that we haven't even played, and this is already happening. So we'll talk to Coach Barlow on that. We've got the World Series, however, this evening, folks. It is game number one. Very excited about tonight's matchup between the Rays and the Dodgers. And, you know, baseball found its two best teams in order to play this game. 8:09 first pitch. Was it just me, or did Saturday, what was it, Sunday's game? Sunday's game felt like it took forever. Like, that thing, I don't even know how long it went. I obviously can look
probably
that up
on the 4 hour mark.
Oh, it was in the 4 hours.
Because
it was in the 4 hours. I'm like, dude, how is it midnight? Like, what time did this thing start?
Yeah, it started the same time as Sunday Night Football. I believe they both had 8:20 start times.
3:37.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But I just remember, it was like, I was laying in bed. It was like 10:30, and it was the fourth inning. I was like, this game's going till midnight.
Like, yeah.
We're not even halfway through the game, and we're 2 hours in.
It's pretty flippin' incredible when you look at it. So the Dodgers in their last five against the Braves, they are 4-1. The Rays in their last five, they are 2-3. Both teams, you know, advancing through their championship rounds, and you could compare the stats as much as you like, but the average for the Dodgers is almost 20 points higher. They're hitting .256 to Tampa Bay's .238. Home runs, the Dodgers have hit 118 in comparison to Tampa's 80. The OBP is in favor of the Dodgers. That's by 10 points. Slugging is in favor of the Dodgers. That's by, damn near OBP is 10 points. Slugging is like roughly 60 points. Team ERA, the Dodgers have the edge there. They're about half a run better. So when you look at just statistically speaking, we're looking at Tyler Glasnow against Clayton Kershaw tonight. Those are the probable pitchers that are going to toting the mound this evening. Dodgers right now -1.5 on the run line, -170 on the money line. So pretty heavy favorites. Over under in this ball game, 7.5. Are we going to get a little weird and bet a little baseball tonight? I'm thinking about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm thinking about it. I might try to play all three of those. Can the Dodgers win by two? If they win by two, they win outright. Can this be, you know, a type of game that is, you know, a 5-3 kind of game? A 6-1 kind of game? Could that be it? I think that's feasible. I think that's legit. Who do you guys like in this series? Do you think Tampa Bay? I find it interesting that, of course, Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay, and now all Tampa sports are good, right? Their hockey team's good. They win the Stanley Cup. Of course, you know,
been kind of good for a few years?
And he had the Boston Bruins, and then they won the Stanley Cup. And you know what I'm saying? Now the baseball team, Tom's in Boston. They have the Red Sox. They're winning titles. Now he goes to Tampa, and the Rays are, you know, competing in the World Series. And he was with the Patriots. They won 6 titles, and now he's in Tampa Bay, and they're really good this year. So after just clobbering the Packers. So I really think Tom Brady has a big impact on tonight's game.
I think Clayton Kershaw has a big impact on tonight's game, whether it's good or bad.
How bad does he need this win?
Very bad. I guess it's like, he doesn't even need the win. Can you just give him like 4 shutout innings? Don't give up 4 home runs? I mean, I don't know.
Mm.
I have to say the Rays. Just because of Clayton Kershaw.
Rays in the series or Rays tonight?
Tonight. I won't say the series. Yeah.
So, because of Clayton Kershaw, you believe that the Rays will have success. Now, I'm not judging that statement, because I think that what Clayton Kershaw has shown us over the course of the postseason is that he doesn't necessarily get the job done when the lights are the brightest. And that it could be a knock, because Clayton Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Right? I mean, there's no question. I mean, everything that he's accomplished in the game of baseball, there's no way he's not in the Hall of Fame, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but the one knock against him is always going to be what? The fact that he hasn't been able to do it when it mattered the most. And that's a little surprising. Like, that's a little, you know,
I also think people believe that every single Clayton Kershaw outing in the playoffs has been just horrendous, and that's not true. He's had great postseason games. It's just when he goes on short rest and tries to come back and for the big game, that's when he struggles. So tonight, I think he'll be fine because he's on a normal rest.
You better hope so. He better hope so. If you look back at it, 6 years and 6 days before game number one of the World Series, which is this evening, Andrew Friedman actually left his longtime post running the Tampa Bay Rays front office to become the LA Dodgers president of baseball operations. So he's pretty well connected to both of these. And the Dodgers have had a lot of success, but they just haven't got that World Series. And for me personally, when I look at baseball, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in football, yeah, you're going to need a little bit of luck because it's a one-game eliminator, so that's different, right? If we look at sports that are series, you get a hot goaltender in hockey, that can really prove to be the ultimate difference. You look back at, what was it, Jonathan Quick with the LA Kings a few years back. You know, you get somebody's hot between the pipes, and all of a sudden it's a whole new series. In NBA basketball, typically the best team will usually win that series, just because that's the talent disparity and the fact that you have only five guys on the floor at one time. You know, and the impact of each individual player is much greater. But for baseball, like, you got it, your pitcher has got to be nice on his start, and your hitter's got to be able to hit, and you need both things to happen in sync in the same game. Or you got to have a reliever come in that can really shut some things down. But it's such a crapshoot game after game in Major League Baseball. Like, you could try to play to the numbers and play to the average all you want, but then you would assume that Clayton Kershaw would have a lot more success in the postseason than what he's had already. And, you know, when we talk about Clayton Kershaw as a Hall of Famer, I don't think anybody would ever argue that with his regular season accomplishments. If he comes out and has a dominant performance tonight, I actually hope that he does. I hope the Dodgers win this game tonight because of Clayton Kershaw. Like, I want him to be able to get that proverbial monkey off of his back. Because you hate to have something like that follow you. Like, he just can't get it done, you know, in the big games. You know, it's like a LT or, you know, a Barry Sanders or a, you know, Carl Malone or Dan Marino, you know, some of the great names, Hall of Fame type of guys that just haven't been able to win the big one. I hope that this year Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers get over the hump and they win the big one. We're going to step aside. We're talking a little more college hoops, COVID schedules, all that and more coming up with Kyle Barlow next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help. If you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness, Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at Bean Garter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan@gmail.com.
Here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan and Ryan Elke are in our Motor City studio. I'm Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker, and join us on the horn right now, as he does every Tuesday morning, the coach, Kyle Barlow, an assistant at Ohio University, did his GA years under John Beilein at the University of Michigan. Coach Barlow, as always, my friend, great to hear from you. How are you? How are things? How's the wife? How is everything? Everything good?
Everything's great, man. Just taking it one day at a time. Dealing with our new normal in the practicing in a COVID world. You know, you got MAC football starting in a couple weeks, so with midweek action, I'm sure you've been talking about it. You got Big Ten football this weekend, I'm sure you've been talking about it. So exciting time around college campuses as we kind of figure out how we're going to launch this thing and get this thing going.
You know, I'm very intrigued with how this is happening. So in one of our area markets down in Toledo, the head coach, Todd Kowalczyk, recently did test positive for COVID-19. I don't believe he has any symptoms, but he is self-isolating. So when you take a look at, all right, there's already one case within the conference that we know of, at least on the basketball side. Football, completely different, but on the hoop side. We're supposed to start at some point around Thanksgiving, but nobody really knows. I mean, I got a rough draft of a schedule, if you will, with some dates, obviously no times. But what is the plan here? Do you know? Like, are we just going to fly by the seat of our pants? And if there's some like a COVID outbreak, like the rosters aren't very big. And this is something Jay Billis had hopped on and some Coach Kowalczyk had said about, hey, look, roster size has got to be able to accommodate, you know, a breakout or if something happens. You don't want to go into a game with just 10 guys. What's the plan here? What have you guys talked about? What's going to happen?
Yeah, first of all, wish Coach K a speedy recovery. And I know he'll be great and be back at it sooner than ever. So wish him a speedy recovery and thoughts go out to him and you know, the whole Toledo basketball program. But you know, you mentioned it, man. We see in football, and I think it was the Jaguars with the Lions, where their entire practice squad basically was quarantined, and you know, and they were still able to play the game. But in basketball, it's more detrimental if you have one or two guys out. You know, two of 13 or two of your probably 8-man or 9-man rotation is a big deal. So it'll be interesting. It's going to be a new normal, you know, if there's a positive test with a coach like there was during the season. Is that coach just out? Like, do you still play those games? And unless you have the pull of Nick Saban and you can magically come up with three straight negatives and
right,
probably
have
your GA drive 100 miles an hour to Atlanta to the CDC lab just to get them to test Nick Saban sample, but you know, not all of us are Nick Saban, so I wonder what that new normal is going to look like. And that's what we're kind of just doing right now, is going just taking it one day at a time, staying positive and testing negative.
Yeah, that's right, Jim Arbaugh. Are you guys like, so what happens, like a guy passes the ball and then like somebody runs out there on the court with like a bucket of sanitizer and just like dunks it in the sanitizer, and then you know, we continue on with the drill and coaches, you guys wearing gloves and masks, like hazmat suits out there trying to defend, like what is, take us inside of what college basketball practice looks like right now.
Yeah, so it's not that dissimilar because of the testing. You know, we test once a week, once every Monday, get our results back as soon as possible, and then we'll practice the rest of the week. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough, knock on wood, to not have any positive tests at this point. So coaches are wearing masks, and, you know, the big thing is figuring out the locker room and, you know, little things like that. And not having huddles is something that we've really been emphasizing. So we have chairs all set up around the gym where our players will, you know, kind of have their station where they'll hydrate and get ready and do all that. So it's just been adjusting, doing the best we can to stay distant while still playing the game, and you know, maybe less high fives is something that's been talked about. So just a lot of little things, but overall not that dissimilar. Once we get on the floor, you know, I don't even notice the mask personally once we get on the floor, except for when I try and shove my whistle underneath my mask and blow it, which actually has worked out a lot easier than I once would have thought.
Well, that's good. We've got some positives there. Have you received any communication? Has your team received any communication from either the Mid-American Conference or the NCAA as a whole in the event of like trying to reschedule? Because this is more of a personal question than a fan related question, yeah, even for you, because I'm trying to figure out, okay, so if we're supposed to play a game on, let's say, a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and there's a positive test, and the other team is already there, you know, do they just isolate that player, and then does that team stay there on, because everybody's distant learning anyway, so you could just have a pop-up classroom, like I guess in the hotel, or you know, is there any rhyme or reason or any procedure that you know of, like come game day, or are we just going to figure this all out like the week before and we're just going to be changing and shuffling game times and game dates like crazy?
You know, it's a great question. I think that is a big emphasis right now and a big priority with the Mid-American Conference and the NCAA is trying to figure out what the protocol will be. And, you know, I've had conversations with teams in our area, you know, that are short bus trips. It's like, hey, man, if this game falls through because the other team tests negative and your game falls through on a similar date because of, you know, the other team tests negative and you're healthy, would you guys be willing to, you know, let's say you have a home game and you already have the reps and everything set, and the other team can't do it, and we can't do it on that certain day, would you be willing to just play, you know, and just figure it out later, you know, and just throw that in? And I've had a lot of positive feedback with some teams, and, you know, and it's kind of like, I think it's going to be a scenario, like you said, Anthony, it's just like, well, maybe we're just going to figure it out. Maybe, you know, we have our schedule right now and it is what it is, but the NCAA is saying you have to play a minimum of 13 games right now. And, you know, sometimes with the protocols of a positive test, you look at it and you could have a kid or multiple kids who either test positive or contact trace out 10 to 18 days, you know? So it's just, it's crazy. If you look at that, that's probably three or what's that, two, 18 days, 3 weeks. So six MAC games, five to six MAC games potentially if it's in January and February. So there's just a lot of implications right now. I think we're all kind of anxious to see how it plays out. But, you know, all we can do is control what we can control, and that's what we've been emphasizing to our team.
How many games do you guys have scheduled right now?
Yeah, so the NCAA went, since we pushed back the season a couple weeks, starting November 25th start date instead of a November 10th start date, 27 games is the maximum you can play with an MT, which is a multiple team event. So we, you know, most teams are scheduling the maximum 27, and you know, I'm not too worried about the early games, to be honest with you. And I shouldn't say not too worried, but less concerned about the earlier games because of the fact that we're going to be healthy coming off of, you know, the environment that we control, not playing games. It's the fact that, let's say we play a game in the middle of December and then we find out that one of the players tested positive the next day. Now you're doing contact tracing back to the game you had. And it's like there's just a whole lot of other implications because basketball is such a contact sport without masks, without helmets and all that stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of things to figure out still and a lot of protocols. And, you know, I think we're putting the players, safety of the players first. But it's a very interesting time, to be honest with you. I know it's a lot of boring, non-really answers to your questions, but it's a really interesting time. And we don't know all the answers, so the best thing we can do is just control what we can control.
Yeah, just make it up as we go along. I like that. You know, I'm looking at a schedule right now that has, you know, three home non-conference games and three road non-conference games, and boom, you know, that takes us right into after the new year, and then we are gripping and ripping right into a Mid-American Conference play. So it's going to be strange. It's going to be real strange. We've seen what happened with Florida this past weekend, their college football team, and you know, Dan, you know, everybody talking about should we fill the stadium or not?
A closed mouth gathers no foot, but you know, I guess is what they say at University of Florida right now, right?
Yeah, I mean that whole thing is just a debacle. There, let's have everybody in the stadium. Like, oh, our head coach and like all of our players are going to test positive. Like, oh, okay, let's not do any of this anymore. So it is a lot of questions to be answered as we get closer and closer to the opening tip of the college basketball season. We have you on to talk about basketball. We talk about a whole bunch of other sports as well, but one of them, you know, just finished up, and that was the NBA Finals. The Finals came to a close with the LA Lakers winning and LeBron James taking. And we talked about it last week. We talked a little bit about the LeBron and Michael saga, but you actually pitched an idea to me about the Miami Heat, the team that the Lakers beat in their series in order to win LeBron James's fourth crown and then the Lakers 17th as a franchise. But your idea to me was, I mean, I didn't even know what to say. I was so flabbergasted, I wasn't even sure. Do you remember exactly what you pitched to me?
Yeah. So one of the things that people get more fascinated, I think, with NBA free agency in the offseason, the early part of the offseason with the draft and everything, people get more fascinated with that than the actual playoffs. Do you remember the Kawhi mania last year? Paul George, all that stuff. I mean, it's nuts and it goes bonkers. So it's fun to talk about, but my question to you is, you're the GM of the Bucks and I'm the GM of the Heat. And I say, hey, look, Foligno, you know, I heard that the Greek Freak is maybe not going to sign with you guys after this year. So I'll tell you what, we'll give you Hero, I believe I said Bam, and a first rounder for Giannis. And you, if you're the Heat, you're thinking, okay, we're trying to improve our roster to beat the Lakers. That roster is not good enough to beat the Lakers. Now we got three guys on rookie deals, which is a huge thing towards the salary cap. So we got space, we got all this. And if you're the Bucks, you're thinking, okay, do we sell out for this one window and maybe Giannis leaves us and now we're high and dry again? Or do we have this young core, right? Was that the exact trade I offered you? I think it was.
I think it was Hero, Bam, and two first rounders for
Giannis. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, what do you do? If you're the Milwaukee Bucks GM, do you make a counter offer? Do you say deal or do you laugh at me?
So I've been going around and around in circles about this, just trying to figure out exactly like, okay, how exactly would this work? Trying to tinker around with the salary cap a little bit and trying to figure out exactly, what makes this whole thing tick here. And when you said, okay, well, you know, we're going to deal Giannis to you, like, all right, that's interesting. And in exchange for Giannis, you want to go with Bam Adebayo, who's been a very important center for the Miami Heat. And you also want to throw in Tyler Hero, who I think that this year, I mean, you know, he definitely made his mark. The fact that they're on rookie deals, that always helps as well. But it is pretty interesting here that's what you'd want to roll with. And I'm just, I'm still kind of stuck in this. All right, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, and two first rounders for Giannis. That is a lot of players. That's a 2022 first rounder and a 2024 first rounder based on what the Heat have available. I guess you could trade this year, but this is all saying that nothing happens right now. And then we go from there. Like that's a ton, man. And I don't know if I'm willing to part with that for Giannis because I already know how close we are. And this is where we went back and forth because it's like, all right, Giannis is a bona fide superstar in this league.
Yeah, like, two-time MVP.
Yeah, oh, here we go with that chatter again. Two-time MVP says, hardy har yep. har. Great regular season stats. Sorry about your, second-round exit or third, conference final exit. My apologies there. But the idea that, like, you would be willing to part with two guys that are relatively inexpensive, all things considered. Hero on a rookie deal, Bam on a rookie deal. Like, you're looking at $3.8 million for 3 years for Hero and $5.1 for Bam. That if you keep them the opportunity there to pitch to them about the loyalty and re-signing, you already know they love Miami. So that's a great start to begin with. I don't know. I don't know if I'm taking Giannis if I'm Pat Riley.
Oh, so but what if you're the Milwaukee? What if I'm Pat Riley? That's what I'm offering. If you're Milwaukee, what's your answer?
If I'm Milwaukee, I'm going to say yes, just because I'm afraid of losing him for nothing. And I think that, if for something that, for people that are like, well, what are you talking about? Why would you say this? Well, look at the way that things worked out for, Golden Tate and the Detroit Lions. You couldn't let him walk away for nothing. You didn't want to part with him. But at the end of the day, he wanted more money. You weren't going to be able to pay him. And it's a good thing in hindsight that you didn't. That trade actually works. That trade does work. A 2022 first rounder and a 2024 first rounder plus Hero and Bam to the Bucks in exchange for Giannis. It makes all the sense in the world. It works via the trade machine and cap manager at trademba.com. So there's that. You're looking at losing potentially minus 15 in decrease in projected wins if you are the Milwaukee Bucks for taking this. But that's what that's what some internet website says. That's not the actual. Who knows? I don't know if Giannis can be the leader that we want him to be, that we look at LeBron as. So if I'm Milwaukee,
that's fine. We got Jimmy Butler. Oh yeah, if you're Milwaukee.
If I'm Milwaukee, I'm not gonna let him walk for nothing. I will make that trade. I will take Bam, Tyler, and the two first rounders and try to build around what we already have with Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, and Lopez and company.
And you're feeling pretty good, right? If you're Milwaukee, you don't feel great. You got some PR stuff to patch up with your fans because you traded Giannis. But at the end of the day, like you said, he could walk. And if I'm Pat Riley, I'm putting that pressure on you. I'm going to make you make that call. And if you're Miami, you're looking at it, your roster has to improve other than just getting a year older if you want to beat the Lakers. And that's a fact. And we watched the series. They put up a valiant effort in a few games, but they just didn't have enough, man. He just didn't have enough. And we know the injuries played a factor and all that. But it's like, I'm sitting here thinking, if I have Butler, Giannis, Duncan, and even Dragic and Nunn, who was actually second in Rookie of the Year voting. Let's not forget that Nunn was a better rookie on the team throughout the season. He was better than Hero. You're feeling pretty good about that in the East if you're the Miami Heat. And you throw in, you know, we got the best culture, right? We got the Heat culture. Pat Riley, body fat posted daily on the boards. Everybody knows where they're at. You know, we play hard. We're conditioned. You have all that. I think it's a win-win for both teams, especially for Miami, who's a championship contender, as we saw.
Oh, I hate the loss of Hero. And this is why I'd be a terrible GM, because I don't know if after the playoff run that he had, I would be capable of sitting him down in that room and letting him know, like, hey, we're working on a deal right now to send you to Milwaukee. Like, how do you have that kind of, like, hey, I know you got Katia Henry, one of the top 25 on my personal IG Hot 25. I know that you have her. She lives in Miami. I know that life is good right now. You just went to the finals with us, and you're having a great time. Time of your life. You're 20. Can that guy even buy a drink right now in South Beach? I have no idea.
No, not technically. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have a problem finding a drink.
Yeah, he's not getting ID'd anywhere. Let's be real about it. But at the same time, it's like, hey, you're living this great life, and I'm Pat Riley, and I mean, I look like the Godfather. I'd be astounded if Pat Riley didn't have like a personally monogrammed like leather chair in his office. Like, you sit down in front of Pat Riley, like, he's automatically going to scare you. And now he's going to tell you that basically he's going to ruin your life and send you to Milwaukee. Like, that would be awful.
Yeah. Okay. Now flip the script. If you are Pat Riley and you just went on your whole monologue about it, which is great, do you wait it out a year? Do you think you have a chance at Giannis in free agency in 2021?
I legitimately think so. And I would explain that to his camp, like, as soon as the rules would allow, like, here's the deal. This is what we're going to do. We're going to sit back. We're going to relax. We've got this kind of cap number. We've got these guys we're having conversations with right now, trying to project salaries and work around it. We're willing to spend. We're willing to violate the luxury tax, and we're going to make a run for him in free agency. We're just not going to make the trade.
Yeah. Fascinating, man. It is just fascinating. I don't know why. I play these games with our players sometimes, and I'll throw that out there. One of the players laughed me out of the gym. One of our ones who follow the NBA the closest and said, heck no, because I offered him if he was the Heat GM. And if I was Milwaukee and I said, hey, Giannis isn't going to resign with us. I want to get some value. Here you go. And he laughed at me. But I said, okay, now if you're the Heat this year, what is legitimately going to be your move that's going to make you a title contender? And not to say they weren't a title contender, but does anybody believe they can beat the Lakers in a 7-game series? And I don't care who the supporting cast for the Lakers is. You got LeBron and AD. You're going to need to upgrade that roster to beat that team. And if you don't, then you're not going to beat them. And who is out there to upgrade it to beat them? You know, you look at some of the restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents. I just don't see it. I see it happening through the trade.
He's Kyle Barlow, assistant coach at OU, and he upgrades our roster every Tuesday morning. Kyle, my friend, thank you so much for the time, man. We greatly appreciate you.
Thanks, my brother. Have a good one.